Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling revelry.
No, no.
Sibling revelry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling revelry.
That's good.
Emails, emails. We're doing a motherfucking emails.
What? Ollie, shut up.
Shut up.
No, shut up.
You shut up.
No.
You moron.
Shut up.
You're a moron.
What is that?
That's Howard Stern. That's how he imitates his dad. Oh, Howard. His dad's like,
hey, what? What? You're a moron, Howard.
Emails. Emails. What the fuck's up with those emails?
Okay. Can I go first or do you want to go first?
Go first. Go first. Go first. Ladies first.
Hello, Hudsons, from a little bliss sprinkler up in Canada land. Oh, I already love this person. I just wanted to let you know how much of a positive impact you have had on my life, especially this past year. I own a small business that is frontline in nature. This past year has been tiring and challenging, to say the least, and just getting up some days knowing my staff and I were heading into the trenches was enough to make me want to bury my head in the sand. I am a natural seeker of joy, and so struggling in this way was less than tolerable for me. I decided I needed to find new inspirations in my work days. Along came Sibling Revelry. Every week, I have looked forward to Oliver's anecdotes, mini songs, and then the sound of Kate's busting a gut when he hams it up. Because of your lighthearted goofiness, I found myself smiling, giggling, and once again able to grasp onto my temporarily lost joy. I devoured your shows, binge listening, repeating some shows. I became part of the family. P.S., I am up for adoption. I am low maintenance. I own my own home and business. I love, love. I'm often too rad for my own family. I might suit yours better. I rap too, so I can def be an asset on the musical side. I may be tabling other offers by the time you get this, so don't delay. I am a highly addictive substance. This is so cute. My favorite episode was with Rooster and Matthew. I belly laughed out loud. I hear you. I hear you.
Oh my God. What was cut out of that episode?
Oh, God. I'm still trying to utilize some of Rooster's amazing one-liners. Thank you for being you. And for joining me in my work days and lightening my step a little. I appreciate you both for it. P.S. Many years ago, I was an AD on the film Gossip in Toronto. Kate, you came to my 25th birthday party.
Jesus.
What?
Burying the lead?
Wait a minute. Is that
what that's called?
Ringing any bells? That's about all I can recall from that night. Those green smokes got into the way of my memory. Keep up the fabulous and important work. Kind regards, Krista.
Wow.
Well, that threw me for a loop. Hold on a second. Krista,
okay. You would think you would lead with that. She ended with
it. I know. I love that. I mean, first of all, let's start with the beginning, which is this. The thank you. Like, that's just so great. It makes me feel good that you feel good. But it sounds like you're the kind of person that always finds a way to feel good, which is such a wonderful,
even if it's with
characteristic
those green smokes,
to have. Krista, seriously, I am shocked, and I'm trying to think of your 25th birthday party and how I could have ended up there. It's gonna hit me, but for sake of just saying, one, thank you for inviting me to your 25th birthday party. And I love Canada and I love Toronto and I miss it because we grew up, which you probably know because you were an AD and we probably talked about it. We grew up going to Muskoka every summer. And so it's something that, I mean, I really do miss Toronto. So thank you for
that,
Ollie.
Thank you, Krista. My name is Patricia. I'm 40 years old and I'm from Portugal. I've been listening to podcasts since the very beginning. Besides being really entertaining and funny, it has also been a learning experience. Knowing myself through the experiences you share with your guests, laughing and crying, growing. The first thing I did after listening to the first episode was call my brother and tell him that I loved him. We grew up together, are only 4 years apart, but have a very distant relationship. I cannot say why. He's a very private person and doesn't see me as his confidant. I end up not sharing my personal things with him in return. That makes me sad. But I know that he'll be there for me as I am for him. I am truly jealous of the relationship that you two have. My very favorite moments of the podcast are when you laugh together. I wish I had those moments with my brother, that proximity, maybe someday. I have two kids, a boy and a girl. I'm trying to raise them as good friends to one another. I work as a flight attendant and often have to be away for several days. So I want them to grow together, counting on each other, even depending on one another, for them to always have their best friend with them when I'm away at work. When they fight, I always say, "You are the very best friends you'll ever gonna get. Don't forget that." They're still young, 7 and 4, but they laugh together like you do. They are happy in the company of each other. Thank you so much for the sharing. It's always a pleasure. Lots of love, Patricia.
Oh, Patricia. I love this so much. You know, it's like she's saying, it makes you think about how you want for your kids to either what you have or what you don't have. You know, it's like you do have an opportunity to hopefully raise your kids to have a different kind of connection, you know, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing through these emails how many we read where there is, you know, that distance between siblings and there's a longing and a yearning to have a connection, you know?
I know the feeling.
Yeah, me too. Well, thank you, Patricia.
Thank you, Patricia.
Oh, you get to read this one. Did you see what Allison wrote?
Oh, man. There's a sad warning. Okay.
Here we go.
I guess it's my turn. Sorry, guys. Hi, Oliver and Kate. So, yeah, that's. I'm already crying. I'm already going to cry. So, my brother and I are coming back together and super stoked about it. We are so close, but in recent years, we either were not speaking or only saw each other on major holidays. Our lives and the toxic people that we have had in our lives have kept us apart for almost 3 years. I recently moved closer to him, and it has been such a blessing being together again. We are out hiking, hanging, jamming, and racing cars. More him, not me. We love seeing each other and give the biggest hugs when we reunite, even if we've only been apart a few days. We just found out that our dad has 6 months to live. This is impossible news to comprehend. Dad is my stepdad, but my brother's biological father. I think it is harder on him than me. We are focused on trying to move in together so I can help my brother with all of the planning, sorting, and other necessary things to be done. It has been a very difficult couple of years for both of us separately. My dad has been living with my brother for several years as his health has declined. My brother lost work with COVID for almost a year. I just experienced a very nasty divorce and moved across the country. But Oliver's crying.
No, I'm not.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm good.
But here we are together again. As I mentioned, it has been serendipitous that we have come together for the perfect time to provide respite. And much needed support for each other. I think siblings have an instinctual bond, an ability to find each other when the need arises. It is a beautiful thing. Do you agree that we end up together in life when we need to be? Yes, I do. I also think I believe that we always do when we need to be. And sometimes when we don't need to be, we end up, you know, together. in life. I listen to your podcast and really appreciate the relationship the two of you have. The episode with Matthew McConaughey and Rooster has helped me wrap my head around this long road ahead of us. I like the idea that we accept the memories of our parents as they were to us. I like to remember my stepdad exactly as it already exists in my head. He and I are estranged, and coping with this loss feels daunting. I wanted to ask Dr. Carl about grief and estrangement. I suspect I've already grieved the loss of a father I never really had. I feel as though my grief is for my brother and his pain. I love the relationship you two have and the relationship you share with your mom. The three of us are the same. I call my mom every day. We all keep each other in the loop about everything. I believe the relationship we share keeps us sane. It keeps us happy. It keeps us grounded. Thank you for being you. Love listening, Elizabeth. Oh. Mm.
Interesting.
Elizabeth, first
it's an
of
interesting
all, I mean,
dynamic, you know, where you have a step and then a full, and the step is sort of taking care of, you know, the step sibling dealing with the loss of a father, I guess, you know.
Death and going through it as a family is hard, and it kind of brings everything in your life and what you want to be doing and who you are and what the connections are and your connections to your family just right in focus, like crystal clear, like what does it all mean? And wanting to get in all that time with your dad or your stepdad before, you know, he passes. It's never easy. It's always hard. And so, you know, I'm sorry that you're going through it.
I know, I'm sorry.
But yeah, it reminds, it's true, right? Like McConaughey, they're, you know, talking about when they lost their dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, even the Ritters, I would say, I don't know if you've, you know, Elizabeth, if you heard.
Yeah,
the Ritters,
that's a good one to listen to. Yep.
But they talk about losing their dad. And I just felt like Jason had such a great perspective on it and really interesting perspective. And man, we love you. I don't know you, but I'm sending you tons of love. And it's true, you know, we didn't talk to Carl about grief and estrangement, like what happens, mm-hmm. you know, at least I don't think we did. I don't think we touched on that. You know, what happens if a parent dies and you haven't had
been able to
reconnect? It's like, you know, how do you process that? And how do you grieve that? And have you already grieved it?
Well, thinking about you. In our thoughts. In our thoughts.
I think, Oliver, you need to say something better than that.
And in our prayers. You're in our thoughts and you are in our prayers. I'm sad. No,
but it's great that they're able to get together, you know, and be together. And
yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. It's hard for me to talk about sometimes. I guess, especially with dads, you know, like dad's dying. I don't know. It gets me. There's probably a reason I don't talk when it comes to this stuff.
You're just going to like start, you're just going to like lose it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard for me to process sometimes, you know, even reading some of these emails, you know, especially one like this, I immediately put myself in the shoes of, and I don't know. It's tough. Jesus. It's just tough. It's hard to think about.
I also think, you know, people who sort of put their life on hold to take care of their parent or their grandparent, you know, it's such a wonderful thing that your brother is able to spend that time with his dad and being there for him. And, you know, I think in the long run, it'll be such a wonderful thing to be able to know that you really dedicated that, you know, to his dad. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it's the sacrifices too. You know, you make those sacrifices to be with those ones that you love and care about. And ultimately, it probably doesn't end up being a sacrifice. It's a blessing. It's a gift, you know?
Thanks for writing in, Elizabeth, and sharing your story with us. We really appreciate it.
Oliver, everyone needs to go check out Article's newest outdoor looks, Seaside Retreat. Here's the thing. We love Article. We love their stuff. They do amazing new things all the time. Right now, it's all about the outdoor stuff. Seaside Retreat, this hand-picked series, it features elegantly designed pieces made from all natural materials and complemented by pops of bold blues, yellows, and greens. It is so fun.
I'm picturing Cape Cod. I'm picturing that East Coast vibe mm-hmm. in my head. I don't know why. I just am, which I will be soon. I'll be there soon.
And Article is a great place to go because it's quite affordable and sturdy. And
well, here's the thing. Okay. Article, it's there's inspiration. And there's inspiration from many different places. And they're all mashed up together, which makes it so amazing, right? We got design aesthetics, modern. We got mid-century. We got Scandinavian, industrial, and bohemian. I mean, you've basically covered every design you could possibly imagine. And they're fair prices, and here's why. You can save up to 30% over traditional retail prices because Article's able to keep their prices low by cutting out the middleman, and they sell directly to you. So there's no showrooms, there's no salespeople, there's no retail markups. So you're getting amazing quality at a much lower price. It's fast, there's affordable shipping, it's available across the US and Canada, and it's free on orders over $999. So Article's offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Go to article.com/sibling and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/sibling to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. You're eggy close to me.
I don't know if eggs and like
I don't know. It might not work, but you know, it's catchy.
I love my eggs. I know we love our eggs.
I love my Pete and Jerry eggs.
How
always
do you
been an eggy
like
family.
Your Pete and Jerry eggs.
I like my Pete and Jerry's over medium.
You like them over medium?
Yes, I like them over. I like my eggs over medium. I like them scrambled as well, but I like an over medium egg.
You really like. You can taste the difference between the
oh,
eggs.
Oh God!
And what
the
I love
yolk.
About Pete
By the way,
and Jerry.
The color of the yolk is it's like beautiful. You almost don't want to eat it because it's too pretty.
Yeah. Well, they've been farming for 25 years, and they became the first certified humane egg farm in the U.S. So right. They're raised on a small family farm. All the hens are raised on small family farms across the country where they live a certified humane free-range lifestyle. And so that means that they're free to engage in behaviors that, you know, come naturally to them. And they get fresh air and sunshine all the time. So they get the best egg.
Right, and there's no chemicals, no pesticides. You know, they eat grasshoppers and grubs, and they've got access to fresh water and organic feed. You know, I mean, they're living their best life for sure. It sounds kind of great. You know, put me on the Pete and Jerry's farm. I think I'll produce a couple eggs. I'll pop a couple out. It sounds like a great life.
Nobody wants your eggs, Ollie. Nobody wants your eggs.
Now, Pete and Jerry is giving away a free dozen eggs to the first 100 listeners who go to peteandjerrys.com/sibling. So to claim your free dozen eggs, go to peteandjerrys.com/sibling. Pete and Jerry's organic eggs are available nationwide at a fine grocer near you. Hello. I love, love, love this podcast. I myself have two siblings, one sister and one brother. I'm the middle child, and yes, it's true, the order affects how you turn out. I love hearing about sibling relationships and about your upbringing. Siblings are the best present a parent can give their children. I love my brother and sister endlessly, even though we weren't always as close as we are now. I think about it a lot now that I have a child, 7 months old. It hasn't been an easy ride so far, and there are many days and nights where I feel that it's just too much. I don't know what to do and feel completely inadequate as a parent. All I want is to give up and most certainly never have more children. But then I think, where would I be without my siblings? I've always wanted more than one child. I'm already 34, so there's still time, of course, even though I'm well aware that the clock is ticking. I hate that expression and the pressure it puts on women.
Me too.
Anyway, your podcast helps keep a positive outlook on life and family and stay hopeful that my baby's fussiness is just a long, very long phase that will eventually give way to his amazing personality traits that he does have. Okay, enough sap. There is a sibling pair. I wouldn't be surprised if others have made the same suggestion that I think would be fascinating to listen to. Macaulay and Kieran Culkin.
Oh.
It might be a difficult get. I don't know. But man, it would be a great listen.
That's a good one.
Thanks again for all that you do. Much love, Natalie.
I would love to do Macaulay and Kieran Culkin.
Oh, yeah. I got to say, I'll say this. You know, I have three kids. Kate has three kids. You want to give up. I get that. But it's phases, man. It's just all phases. The phase will end and they'll enter a new one. You know, there were so many times when I was raising the kids where I'm like, oh, shit. So this is who you're going to be for the rest of your life? This is it? And then it changes.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I was looking at Rio the other day and I have it on video because that's all I do. I just video them all the time. She's just turning into such an amazing young girl. Like, she's so cool and she's easy and she takes her time. Like, you know, those moments where we're like, she doesn't really want to engage with Ronnie. Now they sit, she sits, she puts makeup on her, she's putting lotion on her. They're talking. She's just like the best. And
oh, great. I love hearing that.
But she's just so kind of present and she's been so great lately. I just can't take it.
Oh, good. I love hearing that. I love hearing that. I mean, that's the greatest joy. You could probably agree with me, you know, as a parent, is when you, of course, but then even other people just come up to you and they say, God, your kids are so great. Or, you know, Ryder is so great, or Bing, or Ronnie. And the pride that you feel when that comes your way is just unbeatable.
It's really, it's so true. And for you, you know, Natalie, what happens in the first year of a baby and it's like the pendulum swings so far in another direction. Your whole world becomes about the baby. There's so much happening. You don't know how they're going to react to foods. You don't know what their fussiness is going to be. You don't know how their sleep kind of schedule is going to be. Every kid is different. The first year is so hard and nobody warns you. Your boobs are like, am I gonna breastfeed forever? Can I breastfeed? Does the milk work? Is my kid allergic to the milk? Are they not allergic to it? Do they like goat milk? Gross. I have to, ew, I don't want any of the things.
I mean,
it's endless. And you're discovering all these new things, not only about your baby and yourself, but you're learning new things clearly about being a parent. But you're also learning new things about the relationship that you're in, if you are in a relationship. And that can be really, really stressful because something happens to the relationship when you have your first child. And you really, I think that it can be a real test to how you work together, to what your anxieties can be. Some anxieties come up that you never knew you even had. You know, it's intense. And so I feel like you got to get through that first year.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 18 months, when the baby's about 18 months, it starts getting like much easier. It's like, oh, you're kind of past that. Your hormones have kind of balanced and gone back to normal. Remember, Natalie, your hormones are still raging. They're still all over the place. You're still balancing out. So, you know, and then
well, the other idea of like feeling completely inadequate as a parent, We all do. Still, I mean, I think if you're not feeling inadequate, you're doing something wrong.
I question just, if I've failed my children at least three times a day.
Me too. So that inadequacy is normal.
Yeah,
it's just normal. You know.
Yeah. So you know what? Don't be so hard on yourself. You know. I mean, you got it. It's gonna be great. And you know, here's the other thing. If you don't want to have another kid, you don't have to have another kid.
Yeah.
Oliver would disagree because he's...
Yeah, have another kid.
Yeah. I'm of the thing of don't let anybody tell you that your life has to be anything other than how you will see it, because your child will love you no matter what, whether they have a sibling or not. If you know, just have a good, happy life and don't put so much pressure on yourself.
Yeah, agreed.
That's my advice.
I concur.
All right. Hi, Kate and Oliver. My name is Morgan. I discovered your show after only dabbling a little in podcasts. I decided to start your podcast all the way at the beginning and fell in love. I am in the middle, 27, sibling of three. My older sister, 29, and younger sister, 25. I moved from Ontario to British Columbia in August of 2020, and this is the first time being so far from my family. As much as they can drive me nuts, it's still difficult. My constant has always been family. Friends have always come and gone. In February of 2021, I lost my Mimi, grandmother. Mémé or Mimi?
There's an accent aigu, so.
It's like Mémé? Well, I know Mimi is a popular term for grandma, but this could be like French, like mémé. Like grandmère, like mémé.
Oui.
Mémé. Grandmother in the hospital. Nobody was able to be with her when she passed. We did get a few scheduled Zoom calls to talk to her prior. It was so hard. I was supposed to get married in her backyard, but due to other matters, we had to move it to a different location. I hope I can have my guest list of 126 guests for the wedding, but since it's still bad here from COVID, who knows? All I want is everyone I love to be there. At least my immediate family feels our bonds are stronger now. Anyways, I'm so thankful to be listening to your podcast. Thank you for making COVID bullshit that much better. Love you guys. Stay safe.
Aww.
You know, hear these COVID stories and they're just so sad that people passed away by themselves, you know, without having the family around them. It's just such a crazy time. It's been so crazy. And I guess there's comfort in knowing that people aren't alone in how crazy a lot of these stories are. And I just look forward to a time of like normalcy. And
I know I think we're getting there.
But Morgan, I hope that you have a great wedding. And
yes, and Mimi,
she'll be there.
She will be there. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that.
Right, and she won't be dealing with the COVID bullshit because she'll be there.
No.
on That's a different right. on a different plane, but she'll be there.
Right. Watching, beaming light into your life.
Mm.
Helix. Helix.
Helix. We love her.
I think they'll be good with that one.
Okay, that one's
so Helix is a mattress. Katie and I are singing our happy Helix song, but Helix is a mattress that is an amazing mattress. It's one that is currently on my bed right now. It's currently in Kate's home right now.
On my bed.
And it's really simple, okay? You go to the website, you take a quiz that takes 2 minutes. And it matches your body type and your sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. So if you like a mattress that's soft or firm, or you sleep on your side or your back, your stomach, you sleep hot, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique tastes. Okay? I personally have the Midnight Lux.
We got the same one.
I
got that.
You know, because our DNA is the same. Well, it's not the same, right? Our genetics are very similar. But Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2019 and 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. It is an amazing mattress. You know what? Just to undo the box and cut it open is enough. You watch it go from tiny to huge. And it's an actual, it's an experience. Just buy one for that reason alone.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Go to helixsleep.com/sibling. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights. 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. All right. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/sibling. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/sibling for up to $200 off. Hi, Kate and Oliver. I'm a lifelong fan. No, not no. I just added that.
You really do add. Okay. Well, you do that a lot, actually.
I try to make it my own, even though
it's weird because it's not your own. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay. Hi, Kate and Oliver. I'm a longtime fan of you both and Kate. What? I'm a lifelong fan of you both. I'm a lifelong fan of both you
of
and
you
Kate.
Both and Kate. No, of I'm you a both. I'm a longtime fan of you both.
I need
and
a
Kate.
Comma. There's a missing comma.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a lifelong fan of you both and Kate. I don't know how to say it.
Let me say this sentence.
Just
hi,
start
Kate
me
and
off
Oliver. And I'm a longtime fan of you both. And Kate, it's safe to say I've been obsessed with you my whole life.
Boom. You are such an icon. And aww. Oliver, I'd love to smoke a joint with you sometime.
I don't know what's better. I mean, I kind of feel like I got the shit end of that stick.
That's funny.
You know, I mean, who would you rather be, an icon or someone you want to smoke a joint with? I mean, that's like...
it's a fair point.
Listen,
fair point.
Listen, I'm taking that as a big compliment, but I there's a little part of me that wishes that you could want to smoke a joint with me too.
Right. I take that as a compliment too. I'm almost 28 years old and I'm an only child, and I feel like being an only child isn't talked about enough. Yes, true. Growing up an only child, I was mostly by myself, and I was always jealous of my friends or family members that have had siblings. Listening to you both makes me forget I'm an only child and I feel a part of your family. Please don't ever stop the podcast. It's what I look forward to most. Love you both, Bianca.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
You know what,
Bianca? Come smoke a doobie and join the family.
We have to interview an only child. We haven't done that yet.
We haven't even done that.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't know why we don't bring in multiple people who are only children. Like, why not?
Yeah,
it's
why don't we bring them all in at the same time and then make them brothers and sisters and siblings?
Or they'll end up like liking each other and maybe having a romantic relationship because they can relate to each other.
Maybe we turn Sibling Revelry just into a dating show.
For people who've never had siblings.
Right.
Welcome
for
to Sibling
only children
Revelry,
dating
the
show.
Only child dating show. Every Wednesday or Thursday, sometimes Friday.
Great idea. Great idea.
No, but Bianca, it's so true. I mean, I have a lot. I've talked about this before. I have a lot of friends. As a matter of fact, I mean, a good like 50% of my friends are only children. And it is different. It's different. It's a different type of personality profile, I think. I think that they're usually really secure in themselves, almost to the point where you're like, hey, babe, like there's other people here. You know, they have a lot of times have a really good sense of themselves, to the point where you almost think like they never had the adversity of having a sibling who kind of gave them a push or pull. I feel like you're just looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. Like, say something.
I'm letting you finish. I'm letting you finish. The feedback we get sometimes is, Oliver, you cut Katie off too much. So I'm like, okay, let me let her finish her sentence.
No, that's not what just happened. Do you want to know what just happened?
I am, because I know what I was going
to... You were looking at the thing, and then all of a sudden your eyes kind of shifted like left and up.
Kate.
Which means you were thinking about something totally different.
No, I had a thought I was waiting to say. My thought was
okay.
That only children probably have, they're so used to being the center of attention growing up that that must affect the way that they operate in the world.
It's got to.
That's what I was going to say, right?
I mean, but if, I was they, you if they had a healthy, if they have a healthy, you know, childhood where the parents are kind of focused and great, and, you know, that if they didn't, then that's probably different because they probably had to sort of seek out other connections and things. But I don't know. It's an interesting, I'm sure it's really different.
Well, we need to have a couple only children on the show. You're right. I don't think we've done that. We'll get on it. Who's the most famous only child? Allison, get on it.
Thank you, Bianca. We will do this podcast for as long as I can stand working with my brother, and which will be a long time, I hope. And again, you guys, all everybody, thank you for writing in. We do love these email episodes. You can always email us at Oliver.
Oliver.com.
Our email address.
Siblingsubmissions@gmail.com.
That's like the Oliver Hudson. Hardest thing. Oliver's like little lisp. You like that, like couldn't have given him a harder.
Oh, I know. Sibling submissions. I do. I have a lisp.
You really don't. You don't have. I only know it because I know you so well.
Yeah, no, but it's something. It's there, and I try to sort of combat it at times and enunciate.
You need to do the practices. You know what I do sometimes when I'm on my way to work when I'm shooting is I'll do my voice coach practices, and the first thing is you warm up your mouth by like, and like you realize like, oh wow, your face in the morning, and then you do your like really. And then you go, and sometimes you think like, I wonder what so many people, there are people out there who for sure have looked in my car and have saw me do this.
Oh yeah. Like Kate Hudson's fucking crazy.
It's like I saw Kate Hudson driving. I mean, you know, and then I do my vocal exercises, and another good one is your tongue. Or you go. So you wake up every muscle of your mouth, and then, you know, it can help with your, I don't know, waking up your.
I'm going to try that.
Sounds.
It'll help with my lisp.
Siblingsubmissions@gmail.com.
Calm. All right.
I love you.
I love you too. I'll see you soon.
I'll see you next time.
See you next time on Sibling Revelry. Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson.
Producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.
If you want to show us some love, rate the show and leave us a review. This show is powered by Simplecast.